Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh my guys, where to start? Where to start? By now, I'm sure you've heard that Nick Saban has retired as the head football coach of Alabama. One of the most emotional days that I can remember that didn't have anything to do with me personally. But yeah, like Ronnie says in the chat, it hurts. It hurts. What a run by Nick Saban in Alabama. Just incredible. What he was able to accomplish in Tuscaloosa, the amount of wins, championships, just simply he's the GOAT. I mean, and as people just continue to come in the show, please let us know your thoughts in the chat. Would love to hear what you guys think. I'm really at a loss for words. I know that's I shouldn't say that while I'm in the middle of a show, but this is just a strange time and what an incredible run. Thank you, Coach Saban, for the greatest dynasty in college football history. Just unbelievable. You know, there's a lot to kind of dissect and unpack on this, and we're going to be doing this through, you know, leading up to whenever they announce the hiring, which it sounds like they already kind of have their guy if you listen to some of the people on Twitter. So we're going to dive all into some thoughts and opinions and all that stuff. But if you're not already, please do subscribe to the channel here on YouTube. We're also free and available on podcast platform as well, part of the Believe Network. Thank you so much for watching right now. If you're in the chat, thank you so much. Please let us know your thoughts, who you think Alabama is going to hire, and we'll try to get to everybody. Tristan says the ride is over, and what a ride it was. Lennox says great run, coach. Ronnie says Ryan Williams will flip now. Possibly. John Hader on Twitter says Lane Kiffin is up next. C. Bama says, wow, this is odd. Roll Tide. Lennox says no to Dan Lanning. That's who my choice is. I don't want to say choice. That's really kind of the first name that popped in my head, was if I had to pick somebody right now that I thought Alabama could get, you know, on a moment's notice, it would be Dan Lanning. But it's just still so early that it's hard to really process it all right now and really give a clear and fair analysis on who is replacing Nick Saban as the head coach. But please keep the comments going. Like I said, this is one of the most crazy times I can remember as a college football fan. So Nick Saban out as Alabama, 17 years with Alabama, 6 national championships. You know, was was a play or two away from, you know, playing for more championships, a play or two away from winning another championship or two. So what an incredible run by Nick Saban in Alabama. And before we even go into who's replacing him, I think we just need to sit back and remember what Saban did for this university and this program, and really for the state of Alabama and college football as a whole. He revolutionized the game of college football because of his success at Alabama. You have seen all this change occur across college football, and it comes down to what Nick Saban was able to do in Tuscaloosa at Alabama. I think we should all be thankful that we were able to witness what Coach Saban was able to do as the head coach of Alabama. So whether you like Alabama, whether you hate Alabama, you have to respect the job that Coach Saban was able to do in Tuscaloosa. And, you know, Lennox makes a good point. College football has changed so much that he probably had enough, sick of it at the age of 72. You kind of get to the part where you don't want to change as much when you get his age. And you know, we talked about in our last live show just a couple of nights ago, with the way the college football calendar is set up right now, it makes it nearly impossible to even breathe, take a bathroom break as a head coach at a major university like Alabama. So I think at the age of 72, like Lennox said, all the changes that are going on in college football right now, he's just kind of had enough. So, but look, Coach Saban's earned the right to leave whenever he saw fit. So I'm not going to fuss about the timing. I'm not going to fuss about any of it. Now's just as good a time as any, because I have nothing but, you know, nothing but great things to say about Coach Saban. So just thankful that I was able to witness and see what Coach Saban was able to do at Alabama. Ronnie says, on fourth down, one fourth down, stop away from a championship. Wish we could have gone out as a national championship. Yeah, of course. It'd been great for him to go out on top, but that wasn't in the cards. And, you know, six national championships, still pretty good. Please, please keep the chat going. I'll be here for probably another 15 minutes. Have church tonight, so I have to leave here around 5:30 Central Time. But this is not the end. We are going to continue this, you know, for a while. Maybe even do another live show here later tonight. Who knows? We'll see how that goes. But, yeah, it's crazy that because of all the changes, Saban is retiring. But the reason there are so many changes in college football is because of Saban. I mean, whether people want to remember that or want to recognize that is up to them. But Saban revolutionized college football, and college football today is what it is because of Nick Saban. Ronnie makes a great point. They did everything they could to try to stop what Coach Saban was doing, and unbelievable. I'm at a loss for words. I really am. It's just, you know, I don't want to say heartbroken, because that's not really I think I'm really in that appreciation type mode. Like, I'm just kind of sitting here thinking about what I was able to witness. Coach Saban got the job when I was a junior in high school. His first year, I was a junior in high school. And here I am now in my mid-30s, was able to witness what Coach Saban did at Alabama. You know, there's not going to be another dynasty like this, probably not in my lifetime, maybe not even ever. So really fortunate to be able to witness what we witnessed. So really thankful for that. And if you were one of the few people who were able to witness what Coach Bryant did at Alabama and then what Coach Saban did at Alabama, you need to buy lottery tickets, man. You're one of the luckiest folks alive. Chance Green says, he gave us more than any other college football programs ever got from a coach. So blessed he chose us. Saban forever, no doubt. Rodney says, they didn't stop him. Father Time did. Father Time remains undefeated, no doubt. Great memories, for sure. That's a great kind of topic there, Ronnie. I want everybody that's watching the live show right now, and if you happen to be watching the replay of this later on YouTube, jump in the chat right now and let us know what your favorite memory of the Coach Saban era is. I'm going to be thinking about that for a second as I just want everybody to kind of jump in there and give us their thoughts on what their greatest memory of the Nick Saban areas. I'm going to go back to, it's kind of weird, I'm going to go back to a loss. I'm going to go back to that 2008 SEC championship loss to Florida and Tim Tebow, because I really believe that was the turning point of what this dynasty would become. I remember watching that game at home alone. I called my dad afterwards, upset because we didn't get the win. I'm thinking, Dad, we're never going to reach the top. We're going to be so close. I don't know that we're ever going to get there. And I never forget, my dad said, son, calm down. The best is yet to come. And boy, was he right. I'm not sure he would have predicted six national championships and, you know, what, eight or nine SEC championships as Alabama's head coach. But just thinking back to that moment, to where we're at now, unbelievable. Ernest Carlson says he's a living legend. He made coaches better. He made players legends. No one can even compare to all his accomplishments. Thank you, Coach Saban, for all you contributed to Alabama football and all you did for needy causes. Hope you and Miss Terry stay in Tuscaloosa. We love y'all. Roll Tide, roll. Great comment, Ernest. I'm going to put that up here. Good, and give you a shout-out, Ernest, for a great comment. So Ernest sums it up well. Nothing will ever compare to what Coach Saban was able to do at Alabama. Nothing. And the fact that he was so involved in the community and, you know, the Nick's Kids Foundation, just the way he was able to reach out to people and really affect everybody that had any kind of interaction with him is just remarkable. He is a true living legend. And, you know, he's, despite of all of his accomplishments on the football field, some of the stuff that he did off the field, I'm sure that he would even say, you know, that's some of the work he's most proud of. So definitely the GOAT in more ways than one. What a great ambassador he's been for Alabama on and off the field. So really thankful for what he and Miss Terry as well. She's a legend too. I mean, she kind of galvanized. She was, to me, kind of like the bridge between Coach Saban and the fans of Alabama football, because she was kind of that cheerleader, that fan. And then, you know, Saban, he's kind of that always serious, always thinking about what's next. And, you know, those two mixed together, I think, really galvanized the fan base with Coach Saban. And so Miss Terry is much a part of this as Coach Saban is, and really grateful for the way she kind of bonded with the city of Tuscaloosa and the university and all its surroundings. And she really just was a part of that community. And I hope, like Ernest says, they stay involved in Tuscaloosa and stay close to home. I want to hear some of your favorite memories. If you're watching live right now, let us know your favorite memories from the Coach Saban era real quick. And also who you think is going to replace Coach Saban. Like I mentioned, the first name that popped into my head was Dan Lanning. Thought about Lane Kiffin. You know, you got to throw Dabo out there. I'm sure it was a thought process. But, you know, according to people that are close to the program, the decision's already been made. The hire's already been made. And that Saban had input on who the next coach was going to be. So, very interesting. Going to be very interesting to see how that all plays out. Travis Davis says Dan Lanning. Thanks for watching, Travis. Want to hear your favorite memories, guys, of the Coach Saban era. Like I said, mine's kind of a weird one. It's that 2008 SEC championship loss to Florida, because I really believe that was the turning point of what would become the dynasty. But would love to hear what you guys think as well. Dan Lanning for me is probably my go-to guy. A graduate assistant for Alabama, you know, probably a decade ago or so. Really good defensive coordinator. You see what he's done at Oregon. You know, was a play or two away from getting Oregon to the college football playoff. So he's a really good young coach, good recruiter, uses the portal well. So he kind of has his hands all in it. He's a really good, you know, we talked about it the other night on our other live show that being a head coach in college football at the Power Five level right now is more of a CEO type. You're really just managing the roster, managing the coaching staff, and you know, the X's and O's are kind of getting left on the back burner a little bit because of the schedule, the calendar, the way things work out for these coaches now. So you got to be able to do it all. And Dan Lanning has kind of shown in his early stages that he's able to do that. Like I said, he's been a really good recruiter. We know he's a great defensive mind coming up from the Nick Saban, Kirby Smart coaching tree. And then also he's been able to use the transfer portal well, you know, getting Bo Nix and developing him into a really good, you know, a Heisman finalist. You look at what he was able to do in the transfer portal, getting guys from Alabama, Trayshon Holden, Kyrie Jackson. They played well for Oregon this year. So Dan Lanning is a guy who is proven to be a good coach. Lane Kiffin is also a name. Obviously, the ties to Alabama being the former offensive coordinator. But I think going from a guy like Saban to Kiffin would be a little bit too much of a jump and a shock to the fan base. Ben Ross says, the greatest coach in college football history graced our sidelines for 17 years. What other program can say that? On top of that, we had the two greatest with the Bear included there too. No doubt. No doubt. Ronnie says his favorite memories are 45-40, 2nd-26, 4th-11, and 2012 SEC Championship, 4th-31. Travis says, thing that come to mind, Mount Cody field goal block versus Tennessee in 2nd-26. Dude, that field goal block by Cody, unbelievable. We don't win the Natty without that. Probably do not win the national championship in 09, the one that kind of catapults this dynasty into motion. Does not happen, you know, most likely without those field goal blocks from Terrence Cody. Keep them coming, guys. I got a couple more minutes before I got to head out to leave for church. So a couple more minutes. Like I said, maybe even do another live show later tonight if you guys are interested. And just let me know. But anybody else want to add in their favorite memory from the Nick Saban era and who they think is going to replace Coach Saban before I head out? Ben Ross says, one of my favorites is Coach Nick Saban putting two in to replace Jalen to win the Natty over Kirby and the Dogs. Yeah, that's one of the most incredible coaching moves of all time. Incredible. By the way, if you're wondering where Jake is at, Jake and his wife are in Birmingham right now. His wife Cassidy is in child labor right now, so should be having their little girl probably sometime tonight. So pray for Jake and Cassidy tonight as well. Ben says Dan Lanning seems to be the guy that everyone is talking about. It just seems right. And it makes me wonder, with Coach Saban having a say in it, supposedly, I mean, I would feel good about the hire. Travis says, I don't see it happening, but give me D'Amico Ryans. I would love D'Amico Ryans. And by the way, I don't know if I said it, but Jake and Cassidy are expecting a little girl. Her name is going to be Emma. So really happy for Jake and Cassidy tonight. They'll never forget her birthday if she happens to be born tonight. All right, guys. Hey, I'm fissing to head out. Like I said, I got to get ready, head to church. And I will keep everybody in touch on social media if we're going to do another live show tonight. If not, we'll do something tomorrow. But stay tuned to Tide Talk Live on social media, and we'll keep you updated on all that stuff, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'll keep you updated on all that. But I am going to head out, guys. Thank you so much for interacting with me here on this live show. Cannot believe what's happening right now. But, hey, we all knew this was coming. It was bound to happen. But here it is. And look, you got to look at it from this way, and I'm going to go. It's an opportunity for somebody else to come in and put their stamp on the most legendary football program in college football history. So it's an opportunity. That's all it is. All right, guys, I'm going to head out. If you're not already, please subscribe to the channel. Hit that like button. And if you're watching the recorded version, jump in the comment section and give us your thoughts on Nick Saban retiring, who you want to replace him, and your greatest memory as for Nick Saban as the head coach of Alabama. But that's going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for watching, guys. And until next time, Roll Tide.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.